Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Nick O, Rose the Goodwill Jar. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book actually change how you see your day? Or was it just a nice idea?
No, it really did. It's one of those concepts that sounds almost too simple, but then you try it and realize how powerful it is. The whole book is built around this metaphor of a jar you fill with small moments of goodwill.
Right. And I love that he starts by naming that trap we're all in, what he calls a scarcity loop. We're constantly focused on what we don't have, and it's exhausting.
Exactly. Our brains are wired with a negativity bias, and modern life just amplifies it. The goodwill jar is his antidote, a deliberate practice of scanning for the positive.
So what counts as a deposit? He breaks it into categories, right? Noticing, giving, receiving, gratitude, and overcoming.
Yeah, and noticing is the foundation. It's the act of pausing to appreciate something small, like the steam from your coffee or a leaf's pattern. We rush through life on autopilot, and this is a way to actually inhabit it.
That part got me. I tried it this morning, just stopped for a second to really look at the sky, and I thought, okay, that's a deposit. It sounds silly, but it shifted my mood.
It's not silly at all. Then there's giving small acts of kindness that cost little but mean a lot. Holding a door, giving a genuine compliment. He says it triggers a helper's high from dopamine and oxytocin.
And the giving has to be without expectation, right? That's key. If you're doing it to get something back, it doesn't work the same way.
Right.
And then there's receiving, which is actually the hardest one for me. In our culture, we're taught to deflect praise or refuse help. But Rose says accepting a compliment graciously is a deposit. It's an act of humility and connection.
Oh, that's good. I'm terrible at that. I always say, oh, it was nothing when someone thanks me. So I'm blocking the deposit.
Exactly.
And then gratitude is the glue, not just noticing, but savoring. He suggests ending each day by mentally reviewing 3 to 5 things you're grateful for and imagining dropping them into your jar.
That's a nice ritual, but the one that really hit me was the category of overcoming. He says every challenge, setback, or mistake is a deposit waiting to happen, because you can learn from it.
That's the most transformative one. He tells a story about a friend who lost his job and was devastated, but then realized it freed him to pursue his real passion. The wisdom from that struggle became a deposit.
It's not toxic positivity, it's reframing. You don't pretend the pain isn't there, but you find the seed of growth in it.
Right.
And he says to start small, just one deposit a day. Over time, you become a goodwill detective, naturally scanning for opportunities.
What about the bad days? The days when your jar feels empty?
He says to just be honest and find one tiny thing, even just the fact that you're breathing. That single deposit can break the spell of despair.
I also love the idea of the overflow. When your jar is full, it naturally spills over into the lives of others. You become more patient, more compassionate.
Exactly. It's not a selfish practice. It's self-care that enables you to show up better for the world. And he ties it to legacy. The true measure of a life is the sum of goodwill you create and share.
That's freeing. It takes the pressure off being famous or extraordinary. A life full of small acts of noticing, giving, and overcoming is a life of immense value.
Honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. And that simple shift from scarcity to abundance can transform everything. We'll see you in the next one.